From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has nominated Colorado federal judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed by the Senate, Gorsuch would replace Justice Antonin Scalia, who died 1 year ago.
I respect, too, the fact that in our legal order, it is for Congress and not the courts to write new laws. It is the role of judges to apply, not alter, the work of the people's representatives. A judge who likes every outcome he reaches is very likely a bad judge, stretching for results he prefers rather than those the law demands.
The 49-year-old Gorsuch would be one of the youngest justices ever to sit on the court. The United Nations Security Council met Tuesday at the request of the United States to discuss Iran's recent ballistic missile launch. America's new UN ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters the launch was absolutely unacceptable.
I think that you have to look at the fact that there are two things. One, they know that they are not supposed to be doing any production of ballistic missile testings that can carry nuclear weapons. So if you look at what they've done, here they have a payload of 500 kilograms that could go in a range of 300 kilograms. That is more than enough to be able to deliver a nuclear weapon.
Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, would neither confirm nor deny the ballistic missile launch. He denied that the missiles are part of the recent nuclear accords. The European Union on Tuesday condemned the fighting going on in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the violence a violation of the Minsk truce. The two sides fought for a third day Tuesday in the industrial city of Avgivka. Thousands were left without power. This is VOA News.